This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On Sunday, Walmart will close half of its stores in the city of Chicago. The retailer said that collectively its stores in America's third largest city are not profitable, with annual losses that have nearly doubled over 5 years. Walmart stores have recently closed in other cities, including Albuquerque, D.C., Portland, Oregon. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that story.
There's this fact about Walmart. 90% of Americans live within 10 miles of one of its stores. But CB Insights analyst Laura Kennedy points out,
Walmart's foundation and home base has never been in cities.
She says lots of customers go to Walmart for the groceries, and the company's hoping they'll stay to pick up twinkle lights, scented candles, a sloth mask. And in cities?
You're just going to have less square footage to spread that all out across.
Customers are also more likely to arrive on foot and can only buy as many twinkle lights as they can physically carry. Mark A. Cohen is director of retail studies at Columbia Business School.
The basket size is smaller. Customers don't fill up the back of an SUV coming out of an urban store. They grab a couple of items and they leave.
Cohen says that many big box retailers have struggled in cities where operational costs are often higher, and it makes sense for stores to close if they're not making money. But they still leave a hole behind when they're gone. Ellen Dunham-Jones is a professor of architecture at Georgia Tech, who's also done consulting for Walmart.
If it's just a little business, it's still a loss of some of the soul of that neighborhood. And when it's a really large store that meets a lot of one's needs, that's a really big hole.
Dunham-Jones says the loss of access to food and pharmacies is especially hard, particularly in low-income urban neighborhoods where it might not be easy for people to get to the nearest store, even if it's still less than 10 miles away. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.